Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Ellen Frankenstein is in the studio this morning. She's my celebrity guest co-host. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director, and your regular morning host on Raven Radio. And part of our celebration of radio this week means I get to have people in all morning long. And it is so fun because we get to chat on the air, but we're also chatting off the air over coffee. And it's great to catch up with you, Ellen. You've got a lot going on.
Well, it's fun to chat with you. And do you feel less lonely? I mean, all these people listen to you, but you don't even know they're out there listening.
It's true. It is weird. It's like it's a little bit like Rapunzel or something, you know, up in her tower. You know, the place is pretty quiet. Raven Radio's pretty quiet.
What time do you get here in the morning?
Get here, you know, between 5:30 and 5:45 or so.
Ouch.
Yeah. So on air at 6:00, and it is, you know, but I know folks are out there. And people tell me all the time that they wake up with Rob. So that's Bill Foster's favorite expression, wake up with Rob, but don't go to bed with him. He's constantly reminding me of that. So you have no response to that.
I'm just laughing because I actually was thinking of Bill because I ended up on his team last night at the trivia event.
Right.
Hosted by the Sitka Historical Society, and we won probably because of Bill. I supplied one answer, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the answer you supplied?
About Merrill, the photographer.
Oh, right. E.W.
Yeah.
Merrill.
Yeah, E.W. Right. Merrill. But it was really a great event. This town is hopping right now.
Oh, I should have gone to that. And there was the chamber music last night, but I was so thrashed. I spent between 3 and 4 hours yesterday out in the burning sun behind the cold storage building cutting black cod collars. I feel like I've been laying on the beach in Hawaii all day. I have that kind of toasted, shriveled up sort of, you know, slightly overcooked feeling right now.
But you got to have black cod last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were so good. I mean, the bounty of the ocean, Sitka, southeast Alaska, you know, between the herring and some of the long line, you know, the black cod collars. This is my subsistence food. I've never seen an intact black cod. I've only seen their heads, but I just love it. It's this is sort of what brings spring home to me for sure. So anyway, Ellen, we should give the folks a little weather.
A little weather?
And then we're going to talk about your latest movie. What is the zone weather forecast for Sitka?
I hope I can do justice to this.
Okay.
Sitka and Port Alexander. Today, mostly cloudy. Highs around 53. Light winds becoming west, 10 miles per hour early in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Isolated rain showers. Lows around 37. Northwest wind, 10 miles per hour, shifting to the east late. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers. Highs around 49, light winds. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers. Highs around 51. Northwest wind, 10 miles per hour.
Nicely done. And do we have a muskeg message as well?
We have a muskeg message. Found a new-looking single key on Harbor Mountain Road near the Benchlands Trail. To claim, call 738-2101.
All right. If you'd like to get a muskeg message on the air here at Raven Radio, give us a call, 747-5877. And we used to say muskeg messages were for people to reach people who didn't have access to a phone, but that's almost sort of become an anachronistic kind of expression. And lately I've been pioneering use of the phrase muskeg message is a service for connecting you with people when you don't have any other way to do it. So it's a good way, but we do want it to be a kind of a person-to-person sort of thing. Not a personal, but a person-to-person kind of message. So anyway, and 30 years of muskeg messages on Raven Radio. Hoo boy.
Wow.
That's a lot. 42 degrees, and the automated weather thing over at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport says it's overcast, but I beg to differ. There is a lot of bright sun streaming in this morning, hitting the tanks and shining in here and blinding me. And you're nicely silhouetted, Ellen, almost like a cinema, you know, a cinematographer might somehow set this.
Do I have a glow?
You do have kind of a halo with the headphones and things. What have you been working on
Well, I've been trying. Actually, was telling you about not working, taking a couple weeks off.
You've been recreating with a W, right? W R E C K.
Right. Yes. Oh, I was talking about recreation.
Okay.
Living with a commercial fisherman and our schedule and doing a lot of projects, we kind of have a joke about recreation because when we go out in the boat, it's usually sort of to do some sort of work, and my work always seems to be get me traveling, and then we connect some fun to that. So we sort of make fun of vacations and recreation.
Because they never actually do turn into honest-to-goodness fun and relaxation. It's just not, it's hard to just kind of kick back and relax this time of year. This is the time of year when we sort of step it up.
And I heard you use the word should a little while ago. There's a lot of shoulding when the weather is sunny.
Yes.
It's like there's an odd pressure of like, which things do you do?
Yes. Not let this weather go to waste at all. Anyway, but that's why we should recreate in places where they take the sunshine for granted, I guess.
This is true.
Where it's a, you know, totally expendable commodity because we just don't have enough to waste here. But when you're not recreating, what are you working on? You have a film. You kind of perked up when we had the announcement, Amy's announcement about the basket weaving class at UAS.
Well, speaking
with,
of like,
with Dolores Churchill.
Speaking of something called should. Well, we were talking about slow food. I make slow films. In the era of instant, of Twittering and instant and YouTube, I managed to take years and work with a collective of filmmakers who all seem to take a long time. But several years ago, working with Jamie Autry, I started on a project about and with Dolores Churchill. And it's kind of trying to go dig a little deeper. And last summer, I wandered with her from Haida Gwaii to Whitehorse. And it's becoming a film sort of about curiosity and a connection to science. And I also would say about good aging, because she's 82, and I can barely keep up with her.
Now, you say the word, it's becoming a film about such and such. I mean, when Scorsese starts out,
yeah,
to make a movie, I mean, he's got a script and a storyboard. He's probably already sold this movie to a studio. It's got to be he's meeting a set sort of idea of what the film's going to be. But you have sort of a more organic approach to it. You mentioned slow filmmaking. Is this just, are you just making stone soup here? Are you just throwing things in to see and seeing what it tastes like?
Well, no, I have a gist of things.
Okay.
I usually do. But this project sort of evolved, and I needed to get to know Dolores, and she needed to get to know me. We have now, like, traveled on ferries, planes, and cars. We did this road trip. And so I really needed to get to know her, because she's a person who's given a lot in her life teaching. She's probably taught hundreds of people in Sitka and all over the region, bringing back this basketry. And so, yeah, so the things evolve, and I think part of it is letting that happen. Not being too preconceived.
So, but people are going to watch this film someday and,
yes,
and learn more about basketry, right? I mean,
that's a thread. It's not a how-to, yeah, okay. Basketry. No, it's I'm thinking about how people, I'm fascinated with how people connect to their culture, to the environment, to sort of how they read their lives. But the details, probably, you know, that'll be there. It'll be an element.
Mm-hmm. Are you working with any kids on this movie? I know that's kind of a specialty of yours also.
So far, there have not been kids involved in this one, but many things that I've done involve kids. And you too, right? We've been talking about kid work.
Yeah, normally during this time, Tuesday morning, we talk about high school activities. Often it's it's Mike Vieira from Sitka High School, or maybe he'll bring the basketball coach, or he brought Chloe Copeland, the track and field coach. Last time, John DePilatis was in here to talk about Music Fest. Often they bring students. Andrew Frisky at Mount Edgecombe High School will bring Edgecombe students in. We had actually the Yupik dancers in a week before last to talk about their trip to Den Bosch, Netherlands.
That was great.
And Rotterdam,
yeah,
and Paris. And we've had athletes, you know, all through the course of the school year. And it's fascinating to work with kids. Like, I guess we can talk about it since they're not here and they're all in school and they're not listening. But it's interesting the dynamic that you get when you give a kid a microphone and ask the kid a question about something. I mean, there's a little hesitancy at first, but so often they tend to kind of embrace the moment and dive right in. I had some students from Edgecombe's Junior Achievement class a few months ago who had this idea about selling wristbands to benefit the homeless in Sitka, and they just loved this idea, and they loved talking about all aspects of it. It was great.
Enthusiasm, curiosity, and also it also reminds you to see things from a whole different angle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about all the ways that it wouldn't work, that this idea of selling shares in a company and then marketing wristbands and telling people who are buying your shares, oh, by the way, we're going to split the profits with the Easter Group to raise money for a drop-in homeless shelter. I was thinking about all the ways that wouldn't work. I was thinking about all the barriers, all the obstacles, you know, the sales pitch. You know, would you like to invest? But the kids, no way. They had this idea. They knew it was a good one. And they just moved forward with it. It's cool.
So it reminded you to have a sense of possibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you get that too, working with kids?
I do. And a lot of energy.
And you worked with kids a lot on the mural, on the film about the mural, right?
Yes, yes. I certainly did. And what was amazing there is I had a part where I took some kids from Sitka High over to Blatchley to interview kids about the mural and about bullying. And it was just wonderful just to see the interaction, to see the questions that came out. And, you know, to kind of also it involves a little bit of letting go mm-hmm. and just seeing what will happen.
Okay.
Gentle prodding to make sure something happens, but...
Nice. You're going to screen this film this fall and on the anniversary of the Hill Summit?
Yeah, right? We were going to show it next week, but there is so much going on. Decided right. on the anniversary and tying into the Hill Summit, the anniversary of the mural going up. And I think last year this school did the amazing challenge day, and sort of some of the themes will tie into that.
Okay. I look forward to that a lot. I like the idea of a kind of a hybrid between a student shot and a professionally shot film. I think the idea is interesting. I think you always bring sort of interesting ideas to the table in your films, Ellen. I just when you the first words out of your mouth today about the film about Dolores Churchill, you know, it's becoming a movie about good aging or something. I think that's so interesting that you have not locked in to exactly what it is yet. When many of us, you know, we get up in the morning and we're already locked down into what our day is going to be. You keep us open to the possibilities. Ellen Frankenstein.
Well, thank you. Some people might model that as being unstructured and out of control, so I appreciate that read on it.
All right. Well, listen, speaking of kids, we're going to go now to the Writer's Almanac, and following the Writer's Almanac, there's going to be a This I Believe essay this morning from Haley Christopher, a fifth grader in Rebecca Himshute's class. It's about the value of patience. So we're having This I Believe essays from fifth graders all week this week as part of our 30th anniversary celebration of radio. And it's not a pledge drive. The big pledge drive is going to be Friday. It's going to culminate. This whole thing is going to culminate in a pledge drive on Friday. But we're taking pledges now online at kcaw.org to help us make that one-day drive possible. So if anybody's inspired by anything you hear, you can go online to kcaw.org and help, you know, continue to make this kind of thing possible. So Ellen Frankenstein, my celebrity guest co-host, will be back after Writer's Almanac and This I Believe and stuff. So stick around, please.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.